This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Judge Amy Coney Barrett told the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday she's made no commitment to the White House or to senators on how she would rule on such major cases as the Affordable Care Act, abortion, and election disputes. The comments came on her second day of her Senate confirmation hearing as she vies for a post to which she's been appointed on the Supreme Court. Barrett also declined to say whether she would recuse herself from any legal disputes arising from the presidential election on November 3rd. U.S. President Donald Trump, who nominated her for the Supreme Court position, is running for re-election in that race. The president is trailing his challenger, Joe Biden, in national polls. He has said he wants Barrett confirmed to avoid a 4-4 stalemate on contested election issues. And, of course, Barrett is being considered for the seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg late last month. Facebook says it will block ads that discourage people from getting vaccinated. That includes flu shots and a COVID-19 vaccine if and when one becomes available. In a blog post, the social media giant said the ban was part of a larger attempt to support vaccine efforts. The ban will take effect in the next few days. Facebook says it will still allow ads that advocate for or against legislation or government policies around vaccines, including a possible COVID-19 vaccine. Facebook's previous policy banned ads that contained misinformation and allowed those that opposed vaccines, as long as they did not contain misinformation or false claims. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson paused its late-stage clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine after a participant was diagnosed with an unexplained illness. That pause was first reported Monday by the healthcare news website Stat, which obtained a document a company sent to outside researchers. The company said in a statement that so-called adverse events, such as illnesses and accidents, are an expected part of a clinical study, especially with such a large number of participants. It also said the hold was a, quote, study pause and not a, quote, clinical hold, which is imposed by a formal health regulatory agency. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine trial is the second to be put on hold after a volunteer became ill after receiving the vaccine. U.S.-based drug maker AstraZeneca halted its late-stage trial of a vaccine early last month after a volunteer in Britain was diagnosed with transverse myelitis. That's an inflammatory syndrome that affects the spinal cord and is often sparked by viral infections. The late-stage testing of that vaccine has resumed in Britain, Brazil, India, and South Africa. It remains on hold in the United States. Thousands of conservative Muslims marched in Indonesia's capital on Tuesday, demanding that the government revoke a new law that they say will cripple labor rights. Some of those protesters clashed with police. Authorities blocked streets leading to the presidential palace in Jakarta, where clashes between riot police and rock-throwing demonstrators, including workers and students, broke out last Thursday. The job creation law, approved by parliament last week, is expected to substantially change Indonesia's labor system and natural resources management. The Government Elections Agency in the U.S. state of Virginia said Tuesday its voter registration system was shut down by a fiber optic cable that had been accidentally severed. The mishap has taken place on the last day for voter registration in Virginia before next month's presidential election. The Virginia Department of Elections confirmed the news in a statement. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax has called for the registration deadline to be extended due to the service outage. And hundreds of Tanzanian firefighters and citizens are trying to contain a fire on Mount Kilimanjaro. It's Africa's highest mountain. An initial investigation found that the fire started Sunday by porters warming up food for mountain climbers. So far, there are no reports of casualties. Mount Kilimanjaro attracts tens of thousands of mountain climbers each year, many of them determined to reach the peak, which is at 5,895 meters. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.